bump there. Now,
ooh, boy. Not complaining. Okay,
no,
Wisconsin Bulls.
No, I agree.
They adjust the clock. 17.9 remaining, and now Max Klesman will be inbounding.
I did just schedule an optic view, though, so I had to call and get that scheduled. So
Klesman looking, and the pass goes off the hands and leg of John Blackwell and out of bounds, and after all that, Oregon's going to get it back. Off the 17th turnover for Wisconsin. My goodness. And now, well, Dana Altman's going to use his final timeout. 17 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 66, Oregon 63.
Now, these games are great to play in if you win. Right? So,
yeah.
they're great to play in if you find a way to work this thing out. And it's going to come down defensively here for Wisconsin. They've been really good. They were really good in the first half. Now, stay dialed in. Last possession, what did Oregon go? They went with the high pick and roll. And thankfully, Biddle missed the layup. But with 17 seconds on the clock here, you still, and I would expect Oregon to do this very same thing. The first play that they threw was the end line out, or the sideline out of bounds, and they tried to get Bum to turn that corner. And look, now the difference here, this is a little bit of a deeper corner throwing. It's not, sideline, it's deep corner. So I would not look for that. I would look for Oregon more than anything just to try to inbounds the basketball and then go high pick and roll.
A season high, 17 turnovers for Wisconsin has kept the door open for Oregon. 17 seconds left, Badgers up three. Bamba, sideline left near the corner, inbounds to Shellstad. Shellstad out high, deep three, left of the circle, good, and we're tied. 13.2 to play. Here comes Max Klesman, a chance to win it, 10 seconds to play. Tied at 66. Klesman pounds the dribble, 5 seconds left. Here comes Max behind the back to the line, foul line, jumper, short, and we're going to overtime. As the Ducks have come all the way back, a 16-2 run down the stretch, and we'll play 5 more minutes of the Kohl Center.
Oh, I like extra basketball. Not always in this situation, but hey, you give yourself a that's what happened. You played so well in the first half, played so well in the first 5-6 minutes of the second half, you gave yourself a buffer. Now, hey, go win the game. You want to be a Big Ten champion?
Yeah.
It's right in front of you still.
Jackson Shellstab with a cold-blooded three to tie
it. Was cold-blooded, too. It was.
Max Klesman with a chance to win it, missing a foul line jumper. So to overtime we go with the Badgers and Ducks tied at 66. All those points off turnovers, 24-12 in favor of Oregon.
There's no secret as to far as what Oregon's. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, they did a really good job with the ball screen action and there's double screening. No, it's very simple. Stop turning the ball over.
Yeah, and just some simple plays, too.
They've all been there. I mean, they've been unforced. It is that simple. Stop turning the ball over. You got 5 minutes to do it. You want to, this ain't a lot, but do you want to be a Big Ten champion or not?
Yeah. First overtime game of the season, right, for the Badgers. As we are tied at 66 at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin led by as many as 17.
It's just a choppy game. Sorry, but that, like, as a player, I remember playing in so many of those where you're up 15. And not so many, but enough of them where all of a sudden, if you just get a little sloppy, and then all of a sudden a team makes a run, and all of a sudden, oh, we got our hands full. They got their hands full now.
Stephen Crowell, Nate Biddle ready to jump center as we get set for overtime in Madison. Wisconsin 66, Oregon 66. So here we go, overtime about to begin. Toss and tap to the Ducks as they continue to our left in Jackson Shellstad, who's three, tied the game at the end of regulation, throws to Kwame Evans, feeds Bamba into Biddle. Mid post left, Nate Biddle. A dig from Tanjay helping Crowell. They go back out the Bamba on the left side. Walks the dribble into the lane. Spins up in traffic. Around and out, no good. Rebound tip. It's loose. Out of bounds to Wisconsin with 4:38 left in overtime.
And then, you know, Oregon wants to review it. You can't review it.
Can't. A little early. 4:35 left in OT. Badgers first possession of the extra session. Moving to our right. Blackwell high on the left. Throws to Nolan Winter. Feeds Klesman on the right wing. Bounce pass Crowell. Right of the lane. Crowell backing on Biddle. Whips it to Winter. Rotates Tanjay. Fakes the three as Bamba closes. 10 to shoot. Tanjay looking to go to work. Left of the lane. Foul line. Pull up. Jumper good.
You knew he was going to the step back. Just by the way Bamba was guarding him, you knew it was where that result was going to be.
68-66 Wisconsin. 4:05 left in overtime. Shellstad working around a Biddle and an Evans screen. Hooks it to Evans. Left side takes it off the wing. In the lane. Goes up right hand. Blocked by Crowell. But a foul. That ball got some body. Free throws coming up with 3:58 left in OT. It'll be the second on Crowell. Kwame Evans, a 74.5% free throw shooter. He'll be at the line for two shots. He has 8 points here today. Oregon, 2 of 3 today at the foul line. Evans, 6'9", sophomore, and the left-hander is good with the first free throw. 68-67, Wisconsin. Take a moment to get Evans to tuck in the jersey.
Yeah, tuck him in.
Second free throw coming up. Evans averages 5.7 a game. He has passed that this afternoon as he calmly knocks down both free throws, and Mookie Cook will come in for Evans.
Last possession offensively for Wisconsin. They run a cross screen to get Big Steve in the post. Look to them to play through the post a little bit here in this overtime.
Oregon pressing. Inbounds pass Winter into Blackwell. They try to double team him. Blackwell got by Barthelemy to the front court left side. Tied at 68. 3:50 left in OT. Blackwell loops at the Crowell. Left of the lane. Crowell. Tossed it back out to Winter near half court. Oregon contesting everything. Winter feeds Klesman high on the right. 8 to shoot. Klesman against Shellstad. Max looking. Can't get an angle to get it to Winter. Takes it off the wing. In the lane. Whips it left corner. Blackwell for 3. Off the rim. No. Rebound Winter. Kept it alive. And it's out of bounds. He was trying to spike it off Barthelemy. Couldn't do it. Now Kwame Evans will come in for Mookie Cook. 3:26 left in overtime. Tied at 68. Amari McGee will come in for Klesman.
And we're seeing what you're seeing offensive for Wisconsin is Oregon's pushing them all the way out and then the ball stick and Max Klesman had that ball. Now Max Klesman goes out of the game. But Max was just holding it just a little too long. If you don't have it, swing it.
Here comes Shellstad throwing to Evans. He'll feed Barthelemy left point. Loops it inside. Biddle catches. Left shoulder turn up right hand. Oregon takes the lead. Nate Biddle gives Oregon a 70-68 lead with 3:12 left in overtime. First lead for the Ducks since early in the game. Tanjay to the front court. Out between the circles to the free throw line. Bounces Nolan Winter, feeds Crowell. Right of the circle, a flip to Blackwell on the right side. Blackwell in the lane and a turnover again as Biddle comes up with it. And ahead to Shellstad. Shellstad with 2:50 left in overtime. 70-68 Oregon. Jackson Shellstad pounds the dribble outside right. 15 to shoot. Shellstad against Tanjay. Shellstad steps back. Jumper baseline right. No good. Crowell the rebound.
And thank you. And if you're Oregon, I don't know why you didn't go to the ball to post. For Wisconsin, you take it.
Here's Blackwell off a high screen from Crowell. A throw to Stevie. Flips it to Blackwell. Badgers down two. 2:25 left in overtime. Crowell thought about it. Sends it to Nolan Winter instead. 12 to shoot. Winter left wing. Back out to Tanjay against Bamba. 8 to shoot. Tanjay now Evans collides with him. Gets it to Winter for 3. Up top. Got it! Nolan Winter a big triple.
And the ball's got to be in John Tanjay's hand. Like that's what it was.
71-70 Wisconsin with 2 minutes left in overtime. Jackson Shellstad to the front court for the Ducks. High screen from Biddle. Another one from Evans. Shellstad out between the arcs. McGee defending. A feed for Barthelemy. Works left side out the Biddle. 12 to shoot. Biddle sends it to Barthelemy. Quick pass Shellstad. 8 to shoot. Shellstad left hand dribble to the line. In the lane. Pull up jumper around it. Out. No good. Biddle the rebound. Knocked away, but a foul is called. with a minute 36 left in overtime. And I think that will be on Tanjay. Two on Tanjay, eight on Wisconsin, a 1-1 for Nate Biddle, who's 2 of 3 at the foul line today, 79.5% for the season. Front end on the way, and it's straight through. We're tied at 71. 1:36 left in OT. Mookie Cook set to come back in for the Ducks. In for Kwame Evans. One more free throw for Nate Biddle. He has 20 points today. Second free throw good, and Oregon gets the lead back. 72-71. Windsor inbounding. Press continues. They go into Tanjay. Single coverage from Bamba. John Tanjay, they're making him work. Tanjay across half court, loops it to Mari McGee, right of the lane, goes to the goal, puts it up, no good. Rebound loose, batted around. Windsor trying to save, and they'll say Wisconsin ball, but they'll review it again as Nolan Windsor going crashing into the photographers. A minute 24 left here in overtime. As I think that was off of Oregon, took one look at it. 1:24 left in OT, 72-71. Oregon leading Wisconsin.
Like I said, I had a call and get an eye appointment, so I don't know what I. This is the question.
Mookie Cook,
does
I believe,
he touch
touched it. Yeah, that the question is, did he?
Does he touch it?
I thought he did, but that's what they're looking at right now. That's where you start
good
looking
luck.
For the rotation.
The rotation of the ball. Good luck.
Fingers bending.
Correct.
All that.
That's what you're looking at.
Yes, as Badger fans thinking of 10 years ago, did Winslow touch it or not? Championship game. It's not a championship game, but has that kind of a feel. A minute 24 to play in overtime. Oregon 72, Wisconsin 71.
I love this game, but the replay makes it tough. It's like, this is tough. I don't know.
Mookie Cook was going after it. He looked like he tried to pull the hand off of the ball, but it's very, very close. Ruling on the floor is Wisconsin.
Thank you. Yes, and I was going to say, I don't know how you could change this based on the ruling on the floor. I don't see enough there to change this.
Yep. Yeah, you need, it's that line, indisputable video evidence.
And I don't see enough there.
Yeah.
My eye doctor might say, yeah, you couldn't see a whole lot. You got your new prescription. But that's a different story. But I don't see how you can change. I just don't see how you can change it. I don't think there's enough there to change it.
A long look. A minute 24 left in overtime. Oregon 72, Wisconsin 71.
Which, if that's the case, if it stays with Wisconsin, huge break for Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Huge break, because offensively was not a good possession there.
Yeah, that was a high degree of difficulty on that drive. Kamari McGee with Nate Biddle camped down low.
Yeah.
Altering that shot. This officiating crew of Keith Kimball, Mike Littlewood, and John Floyd. Continuing to look, it will be Wisconsin ball. So the shot clock bumps to 20. 1:24 in the game clock, 72-71. Oregon leads Wisconsin. So McGee, baseline right, will inbound. Oregon has a timeout. Wisconsin has two to use if needed. McGee looking. And Crow goes to the floor. Inbounds pass to Tanjay, and he'll drift back out high. Tanjay against TJ Bamba. High screen, Nolan Winter. Here's Tanjay up top. A step back three left of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Oregon. And Bartholomew comes out of there with a minute 10 to play in OT. Ducks lead 72-71. Jackson Shellstad to the front court for Oregon. Down a 1 minute remaining. Bartholomew goes into Biddle, left of the lane. Biddle backing on Crowell. Left shoulder turn. Pumps once. Goes up right hand. Good. And the Ducks lead 74-71. 55 seconds left in overtime. Here comes John Tanjay throwing to Blackwell. Across half court, left side. Timeout. Greg Gard. 48.5 seconds left in overtime. Oregon 74. Wisconsin 71. Well, Nate Biddle, who was saddled with those fouls in the first half, had but 5 points. He has come alive in the second half. He now has 23 points here this afternoon.
Now, if you're Wisconsin, you guarded what you should do now. You guarded that. Because that's what Oregon did. They were in the same situation, and the approach was with 48 left, get to the basket. They did that. And then, you know, get a stop, get the ball back, and try to win the game. Well, it sounds really easy. Because, well, the problem with Wisconsin offense, for yes, the turnovers. But because the turnovers, what has happened is the chemistry, the rhythm on the offensive side is gone right now.
Yeah, it is.
Right? Like, it's gone.
Yeah.
So now you have to, and this is where I love the timeout by Greg, call the play, draw up the play, see if you can execute that play versus trying to get in your offense in the flow. Because right now that flow is, it's just not there.
Yeah, nothing is easy right now. Even, you know, getting the ball inbounds is not easy. Getting it up the floor. 74-71. Oregon leads Wisconsin with 48 and a half seconds left in overtime. Tanjay with 22 points, pacing Wisconsin.
You know, with the side out here, we've seen Wisconsin try to hit the high post and have John Tanjay, the guard, come off right away and attack quickly. I'd look for that early on in this, or John Blackwell as he's the inbounder. Try to get something quick into the basket.
Mm-hmm. Blackwell, sideline left, front court will inbound. Bartholomew in his face. Shot clock is at 23, by the way. Inbounds pass to Tanjay.
There's a look.
Outside left, Tanjay against Bamba. Tanjay has to retreat a bit on the dribble. 15 to shoot. A throw to Blackwell. Left of the center circle. High screen, Winter. Blackwell with 10 to shoot. Blackwell out to Tanjay. 8 to shoot. Tanjay against Bamba. Tanjay steps back. Contested three. Around and out. No good. Evans the rebound. Oh, somehow that was close for Tanjay. High degree of difficulty. And now a 1-1 at the other end. Badgers down three with 25.1 to play. That foul on Kamari McGee is his third and the team's ninth.
Talked about it when this game started. I was really intrigued with the matchup between who? TJ Bamba and John Tanjay.
Oh, yeah.
Right, like,
yeah.
It's been, I mean, both ways. You know, John's had his side, TJ Bamba's had his side, but it's been a really good college basketball match between two individuals.
1-1 for Evans. No good. Rebound Winter. Badgers down three. Here they come. 22 seconds left. Here's Blackwell driving to the rim. Layup good. Badgers within one. Timeout Wisconsin. Take what's there. Do it quickly. And that's exactly what he did. 74-73 Oregon with 18.4 seconds remaining.
Perfect. Perfect. And that was in transition, right? Finally. And now it gets a set. And you look at John just driving right down the lane, taking it. Now there's still 18 seconds left. You could really extend this game out. And this is a team in Oregon that shoots it on the season 76% from the free throw line.
Badgers are using their final timeout here. Remember, the next Wisconsin foul has Oregon in the double bonus. 74-73, Oregon leads Wisconsin. 18.4 seconds left in overtime. Yeah, let's see if the Badgers can put a little pressure on and create a turnover. 17 turnovers for Wisconsin, 8 for Oregon. Points off turnovers today, 24-12 in favor of the Ducks. Kwame Evans will be inbounding. Tanjay in his face. Evans can roam the baseline if he needs to. Tanjay defending. Evans shuffles to his left. Inbounds pass Bartholomew, and he gets fouled by Blackwell with 17.9 to play. And this will be a two-shot foul. Sean Bartholomew has a high percentage, but not a ton of attempts. He's 86.5%. For the season, 32 out of 37. Bartholomew with 12 points today. 17.9 seconds remaining. 74-73 Oregon. Tanjay, Janicki, Winsor, Blackwell on the floor. McGee as well. Klesman at the scorer's table. First free throw, Bartholomew straight through. And Now Klesman is in for Janicki, 75-73 Oregon. Jadrian Tracy will come in for the Ducks, in for Kwame Evans.
The thought process is the same for Wisconsin offensive, whether it's a make or miss. Get the ball, go attack the rim.
Second free throw for Barthelemy. A 6'1 senior made the first free throw. Second on the way, and it's good. 76-73 Oregon. 17.9 seconds left in overtime. Here comes Blackwell. Now to 15 seconds. Blackwell across half court left side. High screen Winter. Blackwell with 10 seconds left. A throw to Tanjay. It's a bump from Winter, and a foul is called with 8 seconds left. That was team foul number 6 against Oregon. The fourth on Bamba. 8 seconds left. So now let's see how Altman plays.
I was just going to say 8 seconds up 3. With the way that Wisconsin shoots the 3, I'm fouled. Even though it's a little early, I'm fouled.
Tanjay sideline left to inbound. Into Winter. Back to Tanjay. Lets it fly for 3. It's off the side of the rim. No good. The rebound to Tracy, and he is fouled with 2.8 seconds left. And the Oregon Ducks are on the brink of a very impressive come-from-behind win. The Badgers led by double digits most of this game, or certainly toward the end of the first half and then a good chunk of the second. The Ducks with a big rally at the end of regulation. And now Jadrian Tracy will have two chances to seal it. 76-73 Oregon, 2.8 seconds remaining. Tracy shoots 2, and he is no good with the first. Badgers are out of timeouts. One more free throw for Tracy, a 74% free throw shooter. Second attempt on the way, and it's good, and that should do it. 77-73 Oregon. Inbounds pass to Blackwell. He'll let it fly from beyond half court. He'll miss it, and the Oregon Ducks with one impressive effort on the road here in Madison today.
This is just one where you look at it and the snowball started rolling down the hill when Oregon got that momentum, and Wisconsin just couldn't stop it. And it started with the turnovers. I mean, that's where it was. Careless turnovers, which we haven't seen all season long for this Wisconsin team. This one's going to hurt.
Yeah, that is a gut punch here for the Badgers today, as all of these Big Ten losses have been single-digit games. All of them, all of 5. But this one stings.
Hurts.
Yeah, it does. As the Oregon Ducks end Wisconsin's winning streak at 5, the Ducks have now won 4 in a row, and that is a big-time resume win for Dana Altman's team. And now the Badgers will regroup and get ready for the Washington Huskies on Tuesday night. Final score here in overtime, Oregon 77, Wisconsin 73. We'll be back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger basketball from Lear Field.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Mississippi has one of the country's worst records for protecting voting rights and advancing democracy reforms. So when pro-voter bills emerge from the state House and Senate, like in-person early voting and the ability to cure a mismatched absentee signature, democracy advocates take notice. Mississippi is one of only 3 states without some form of in-person early voting, along with Alabama and New Hampshire. The Mississippi Free Press reports that February 12th, the Mississippi Senate passed SB 2654, allowing 15 days of early voting, ending the Saturday before the election at noon. The Republican-sponsored bill passed 39-12, but even if the House advances, it may still be vetoed by Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, who accused the bill's sponsor of making the state's elections less secure. The Mississippi House also took some positive steps. HB 1419 prohibits moving or closing a polling place location within 60 days of an election, sometimes used as a voter suppression tactic. HB 163 sets rules for absentee ballots where the signature on file doesn't match the signed outer ballot envelope and would give the voter a chance to cure the problem. And HB 288 would make each county's 5 election commissioners nonpartisan positions. All 3 bills now move to the Senate. We have more on these bills and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
Tough one for the Wisconsin Badgers this afternoon, but a lot of credit to the Oregon Ducks as they rally from a 17-point deficit. They were down, as we mentioned, double digits until about the five-minute mark, a little more than 5 minutes left in the game. As the Badgers went cold, Oregon was able to get work done from Keyshawn Barthelemy, Nate Biddle, Jackson Shellstad hit a three to tie the game. Max Klesman had a chance to win it at the end of regulation, missed a jumper, and then the Oregon Ducks outscore Wisconsin in overtime, 11-7, en route to a 77-73 win. Oregon over Wisconsin. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePage. Just uncharacteristic mistakes in the second half for Wisconsin. 17 turnovers, Butchie. They had 16 in two other games this season. Got away with it against Rutgers, not so much against Marquette. Now today, the turnovers, the points off turnovers, really coming back to bite them.
11 turnovers in the second half. I mean, that's the number.
There you go.
I mean, 11 in the second half, and they shoot 4 of 11 from 3 in the second half. I think that's – when it goes south, there's always a reason why. There are not many games you walk away and say, wow, we didn't know why we lost. Mm-hmm. Well, 11 in the second half in a game that you were up by 17 – you're up by 17, and you just got away from what you do well. That's what it is. Now, you have to give Oregon some credit, because what did they do? When they were down that big, they sped up Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And that's the balance. There was a couple of times that Wisconsin was being pressed. They went to the rim quickly, had some early success in the early layups. Then they kept doing that. And then what happened is because of that, now it forced some turnovers. Now it gave Oregon some confidence. They were able to build out on that. And then you couldn't get into the flow of your offense. So you look at it, and it is. It really is. It's that snowball effect that just kept rolling down the hill, and it was everything. It was a turnover here. It was a three by Oregon. It was the bad pick-and-roll defense, and it just kept going and going and going. And it got to a point where it was too big to overcome.
Yeah, and it got to the point where they had trouble just getting the ball in bounds. It looked like they may have caught a break on a replay on a ball that was tipped out of bounds. They ruled it would be Wisconsin ball, and then they inbounded again, and it goes off the hands and legs of John Blackwell, and that set
up
the
game. Just a simple catch and pass.
Yeah, and they just, the simple stuff was anything but down the stretch of regulation. But you mentioned credit to Oregon. T.J. Bamba scored but 6 points, but played some pretty good defense. John Tanjay had 22 points, but needed 20 shots. I mean,
absolutely. And I think that's the toughest thing for this Wisconsin team is just understanding that it was one of, like, I've played enough of these where you lose and you just sit in the locker room. You can't process how you lost it. I mean, you know, but you still can't. How did we let it get away?
Yep.
And that's exactly where it is. I mean, that's what those guys are thinking in the locker room right now. How do we get away? Yes, we turned the ball over, but we did everything we needed to do for the majority of the game. It just wasn't for all the game. And sometimes teams find a way then to get hot, and that's what Oregon did. And you're sitting there, head between your legs, trying to figure out where we at. Now it's pick yourself up and regroup.
Well, you figure, too, that we said before the game, this is an Oregon team that beat Alabama, beat A&M.
They're really good. They've been playing really
wins.
Well.
Like, how good is your good? And Oregon's good is plenty good, even though it sits just 9-8 in the Big Ten. But it's win number 20. They're 20-8 overall. Badgers dropped to 21-6. And now 11-5. Oregon wins in overtime, 77-73. We'll have more of our local Wisconsin Ford dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Some games leave fans with a stunned feeling, and that's the case at the Kohl Center today as our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Oregon Ducks rally and defeat Wisconsin in overtime 77-73. This is the Butchie's breakdown portion. We've talked about it already, but I mean, this was, we'll hear from Greg Gard here shortly, but we just saw things today from Wisconsin that we haven't seen for the overwhelming majority of the season.
Well, yeah, it's the 17 turnovers. I mean, that's part of it. And then look at points in the paint. The first half, they were really good, understanding where they needed to go, get the ball there. They had 26 points in the paint in the first half. Second half, they had 12.
Yeah.
And Oregon had 22. So to me, it's the turnovers and it's the points in the paint is how that happened. And I thought Wisconsin at times in that second half, and it's because they couldn't find that flow, they couldn't find that chemistry, they weren't able to do that, get the ball where they needed to get to, and because of that, you see the big result. Now, you're going to have games where you don't shoot the ball well from three. I mean, that you are. Mm-hmm. That's the reality of it. Even though you're the best shooting three-point team, you're 7 of 28. I still think there was enough to overcome that.
There was.
They just got away with it.
Yeah,
they just got away from it, and then they turned the ball over.
Yeah, they did. And it looks like you do after a win. You let yourself feel good about it, and then you turn the page. They're not going to feel good about this, but they turn the page. They'll get a couple of work days in before the Washington Huskies come into the Kohl Center for a Tuesday night 8 o'clock game. Yeah. Here at the Kohl Center. Oregon wins in overtime, 77-73. When we'll continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard as our postgame coverage continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Defend the Ad Council.
Postgame coverage continues at the Kohl Center as Oregon defeats Wisconsin in overtime today, 77-73. Check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard in the first half of the barn. Minnesota leading Penn State 24-19, about 6.5 minutes left of the break. Tipping off in about 90 minutes at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa taking on the Washington Huskies, and then Illinois out of conference tonight at Madison Square Garden taking on the Duke Blue Devils.
And one of the things in this game that we talked about is that the Big Ten's gonna go. And I said it with 7 minutes left in the second half, and I really thought it was going to play a big part, Matt. So I was just re-looking at the stats there. 6 free throw attempts still.
Yeah, that was it.
Still, right? Mm-hmm. You know, with 7 minutes, we said that. And I thought that's where we the flow again and you know, putting pressure on the rim and finding ways to get to the free throw line. And they just didn't. They just didn't. Even with the lead, even though Oregon was making a run, you can stop some of that by getting to it. And I said throughout the entire game, great teams don't let teams have runs.
Yeah,
and I still think this is a great team, but it was one of those things that they just couldn't get out of their own way when that thing got rolling.
And a credit to Oregon for defending without fouling like that. I mean, the Ducks.
Very much so.
Yeah,
yes,
Ducks ended
absolutely.
Up. Ducks ended up 9 of 12, but you know, some of those free throws were late fouls there. This was a low free throw
it was.
Game.
Now, credit to Oregon, but how hard in that second half was there? I'm going to put my head down and get to the rim.
Yeah.
And I get part of it is because you're being rushed. Mm-hmm. Part of it is because there's pressure that's being put on you. Part of it's because you're being trapped. All that's in play. But that's why, you know, I was shocked again as I was looking through it one more time. I said that was 7:48 left in the second half.
It's one of those you look in conference play where they're now 11-5, and I thought this back in December when they lost to Michigan. Now we all know how good Danny Wolf and Vlad Goldin are, but you felt like that was a coulda, shoulda. You know, the UCLA game, yeah, you could say that to an extent. It just turned into a back-and-forth shootout.
Michigan in this one.
Yeah, these are the ones that sting. They hung in against Illinois when the Illini were hot. Maryland is really good,
especially
on its home floor. But this one, it even more so, I think, today, and maybe because it just happened. But you walked out of there after the Michigan game going, boy, that's one you really felt like you should have had, and I think this is going to be the feeling today.
And I think every team in Big Ten play has one like that.
Yep. At least.
Right? You know, like, I mean, there's teams. I mean, Minnesota beat UCLA at UCLA. Like, yeah. I mean, you see results throughout it that Michigan lost to Minnesota at Minnesota. Like, there's everyone has games like this, but those two you bring up are ones that you're going to look at now. You still have opportunities in front of you, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this thing isn't over with for a Big Ten championship. Now you're going to have to go and most likely to Michigan State, beat Michigan State. But won't be the first time, won't be the last time that Wisconsin does that either.
Absolutely. So. No, it's two things you're working on here. You're still in that chase for the Big Ten championship.
Correct.
And you're in that chase for the highest seed you can get and maybe be as close to home as possible. So there's you know, nothing really changed in that regard today in terms of the biggest picture here. Just a tough one here for the Badgers this afternoon. And, again, we tip our cap to the Oregon Ducks as they find a way to rally and force overtime and get it done in the extra 5 minutes. Oregon winning it today 77-73 over Wisconsin. We'll take another break. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report total sales.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Oregon knocks off Wisconsin in overtime today, 77-73. I mentioned the other games later today in the Big Ten. There are three more tomorrow. Purdue playing Indiana, Ohio State out west taking on UCLA, and USC is at Rutgers. So you continue to have a lot of teams jockeying for position here in the Big Ten race and certainly trying to improve those resumes as much as possible in NCAA considerations. A lot going on here these last couple weeks.
And there still is a lot in play. There's no question about it.
Head coach Greg Gard making his way over to our position here. We'll be probably relatively short because the conversion crew is out. We got Badger hockey tonight, Wisconsin and Notre Dame. The Badgers be going for the sweep. Brian Posick and Ian Perrin will have the call. They drop the puck at 7:30 here tonight at the Kohl Center as Coach Gard now settles in. Greg, Butchie and I are talking. We saw some things, and everybody deals with it at some point or another. We just saw some things today we hadn't seen in quite a while with the turnovers. A lot of things happened, but that is maybe as big as anything today.
Yeah, I thought we just, tale of two halves. I thought we were aggressive and did some good things in the first half. Second half, completely Jekyll Hyde, whichever one was the opposite of the first half. We were not aggressive. We got put on our heels. We let the little bit of pressure get to us. That forced us to walk the ball up at times. We didn't stay near as aggressive and keep the throttle down. And, and it gave them some confidence. They said for 3 days, that's a good team. But I just, 17 turnovers. We don't shoot any free throws the second half. That just told me when you turn the ball over, it means you're tentative. and you're playing hesitant, and that means you're not aggressive. And I can live with aggressive mistakes, but we had way too many just, didn't pass and catch, didn't go back at them with some of the pressure. And like I said, you haven't seen things, and I hadn't seen that in that 20 minutes either in a long time.
Well, it really started around that 8-minute mark. I mean, for the first part of that second half, you guys were really aggressive. You know, you guys were doing well. You were keeping any time that they were scoring, you had an answer on this end. It was staying around 15. And then all of a sudden, they put up that full court press, and you could just see the guys do it. And then it became that snowball effect. And there's, right. I mean, like, sometimes you just can't stop that. Now, got to take care of the ball better. There's things that you can do, but. And I was telling Matt, as a player, there's been a couple of games where I was in, and it's just, you're sitting in the locker room thinking, how do we do it? Like, how did we do that? And it's right in front of you.
Right.
And you'll show it to them.
Right.
But sometimes, and it just felt like it was one of those games that just, once they felt the pressure,
yep.
The guys, they didn't have the response, and then mm-hmm. they couldn't find it.
Right.
They couldn't find it. They couldn't find the rhythm on the
offensive
end.
Then we can't make a shot.
It's that big snowball effect.
We take some bad shots and possessions, and they get some momentum. Like I said, the how we responded to that little bit of pressure gave mm-hmm. Oregon confidence, and credit to them. That fueled, our inconsistency with being aggressive, gave them some confidence, and just the numbers tell me 6 for 6, and with all those free throws in the second half or first half, that
first
tells
half,
me right there.
Yeah,
they don't shoot any.
Yeah.
And we had talked about it throughout the half of being more aggressive, and said we didn't deserve to win it the way we played the last 20 minutes, and quite frankly, maybe the last 10 minutes. So it'll be a good lesson for us. We'll break down the film, but they understand that we're the best when we're aggressive, and we were not aggressive the last 15, 12, 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, as you say, after a win, you feel good about that, but then quickly turn the page, and this isn't a feel-good day, but it's quickly turn the page, right? Mm-hmm. You got the Huskies coming in on Tuesday, so
Will. I mean, you look at this, too. 77 points given up on 76 possessions. They barely got to 1 point per possession. Yeah. It wasn't our defense, even though maybe it Chelsea did late in the game. We didn't want him to get to that three to tie it, but it was the offense.
It was their offense. It was. Offensively, there was no rhythm. There was no chemistry. Like, you just couldn't find it, even when the ball went in the post.
They started doubling Steve the second half, they got the ball out of his hands, and then you got to be aggressive on the backside of it, whether you're knocking threes down or attacking. And
that's it.
A lot of too hesitant, too non-aggressive. So,
all right, dust off and get ready for Tuesday.
Yeah,
let's go over there. Appreciate it, Greg.
Right, thank you
much. Greg Gard joining us courtside as Oregon wins in OT 77-73. We're back to wrap things up at the Kohl Center in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Oregon defeats Wisconsin in overtime today, 77-73, and it's on to Washington. Great Osabor, very highly regarded transfer, his third stop. It's been a Washington team that has really struggled. There were great expectations. Danny Sprinkle in his first year there. They're playing Iowa this afternoon, but for the Badgers, it's get back on a horse. You got 4 games left in the regular season, and you're still a really, really good team. You just didn't play well in the second half and in overtime. It came back to bite you today, but big picture, you're still in a good spot.
You're still in a great spot. Absolutely. Obviously, like you said, bit you a little bit this afternoon, but you regroup. pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get ready to go on Tuesday.
And you're going to the optometrist later today?
I might have to, after all right. With all those reviews. I really had to dial in.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good. Yeah, do some Advil, all those reviews, for crying out loud. All right, that'll do it for us. Oregon wins it in overtime here this afternoon, 77-73. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Zach Ottman back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Tuesday night as the Badgers host the Washington Huskies. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Who's just scrolling on their phone all day. What are like the big things that you think like you should care about this? Why? So the ocean takes in all, it becomes more acidic. The coral reefs get bleached. We hear that happens. But then what does that mean for your average person?
Yeah. So for your average person that loves coral reefs, that's a big red flag, right? Because a lot of the coral reefs have been bleached. You know, you look at the Great Barrier Reef and that's been bleached. And that's also, you know, a function of the water getting warmer, too, which is another consequence of atmospheric warming. And then, of course, when the water gets more acidic, it makes it harder for shellfish to grow shells. And so, you know, it impacts, you know, the food that we get from the ocean.
So basically it like messes the whole food system up, because like if shellfish have less hard shells, then I mean, that not only impacts our enjoyment of those fish, but it also probably makes that species more susceptible. Couldn't that collapse the whole food chain of the ocean?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of taking me out of my realm, but yeah, that's what, you know, in general, that's what people are worried about. Another thing that people could think about is, you know, the effects of sea level rise. And about half of sea level rise is actually just due to the thermal expansion of the ocean. So the water gets warmer and it expands a little bit. That causes sea level to rise. And so there's places in the Pacific that are being lost, you know, beautiful coral atolls that are probably going to be lost within the next 50 years. There's an island nation called Kiribati in the Pacific, which includes Christmas Island and about 30 other atolls. And, you know, the highest elevations of these places are maybe 6, 8, 10 feet above sea level. And so they can't really tolerate much sea level rise. And I've been to these places. I love to go bone fishing. So I've been fishing for bonefish on Christmas Island a bunch of times. And now I kind of have to face the prospect that it might not, you know, it might not even be there, you know, by the end of the century. And it's just an incredibly beautiful place. It's got palm trees, you know, and beautiful flats and lots of marine life. And so those places are going away. The government of Kiribati has even purchased land on Fiji, which is a more mountainous island. And, you know, they're planning for the you know, the populations on those islands to eventually move there.
Wow. Yeah, that's and then the Maldives, that's another one, right? Where yeah. These are like the modern day Atlantises. And well, then so they are already planning on relocating their people because of sea level rise. What about like Florida? You know, you always see the hurricanes picking up intensity. You see more flooding. What does that have to do with climate change and increased ocean temperature.
Yeah, well, of course, the hurricanes kind of feed on heat that they get from the oceans. And so as the oceans warm, you know, the hurricanes could potentially get more powerful. And they cannot, and it's complicated too. I mean, they might get started at higher latitude than they do now. The hydrological cycle increases as the planet warms, so there's more rainfall, more evaporation, more water cycling through the atmosphere. And so, you know, the expectations is that the hurricanes are going to get stronger. I'm not sure about the numbers. I don't know if the number of hurricanes is going to increase or not. And then you combine that with, you know, with slow sea level rise. And so that's going to impact a lot of coastal areas in places like Florida, or, you know, places like Bangladesh, where there's a lot of people living at, you know, very close to sea level.
Yeah, absolutely. And going back to the sort of the microplastics of it all, is there something about microplastics that sort of they're sort of toxin sponges, kind of like they absorb toxins? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. And we have a group here at Woods Hole that works on that. So when, you know, when plastics are manufactured, there's a lot of additives that can be introduced, you know, and it might make the plastic softer or harder, or give it some color, or make it more resistant to UV rays. And there's a huge variety of additives, something like 10,000 that can go into plastics. And about a third of those are associated with some sort of health concern too. So if a plastic, so right from the manufacturing point, you know, there are additives that that could potentially leach out, like if the plastic got into the tissue of a fish or something like that, it might make its way out. But as you say, there's also some evidence that plastics can kind of attract toxins that are already in the environment. And then the same thing can happen. And, you know, that plastic gets ingested by an organism, a fish or something like that. And then that might be harmful to the fish. But I think, you know, we're kind of scratching the surface of these health risks right now. Some of the studies are very worrisome, but there's a lot of research that we still need to do.
Right. But at the end of the day, there's so much plastic in the ocean essentially right now that it's in all of our water, and therefore it's in the air as well. And it's gotten into our bloodstream. It's gotten into our brains have plastic in them. It's in all of our bodies. And is there anything people can do can they put a water filter in? Is there something they can do for their individual water intake to help in the near term while, you know, hopefully science catches up with getting these microplastics out of the water system?
Yeah. So I don't know what's out there in terms of water filters. You know, certainly the filters that are in everyday use are going to filter out the larger microplastics, but the really small ones, which are the ones we know less about and the ones we kind of worry the most about, might not get filtered out. So, you know, are there developments in industry right now to try to to make filters that can get out the very smallest ones? I'm not sure. That's a good question. But yeah, the best thing to do is to get them right at the source, right? Mm-hmm. Not wait till they're in your river or end up in your ocean where it's really hard to filter them out.
Yeah, and the source, I mean, it's a very small percentage of plastic that actually ends up getting recycled. You know, you see the sort of recycling label on a plastic bottle. I think only 3% of plastic in the United States. Well, that's all the time we have for now. But if you want to listen to my full Cripescast, check out the Cripescast anywhere you get your podcasts.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down, just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin, the Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll look back at the weekend headlines with our friend and contributor, Matt Flynn, an attorney and two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace in Vatican City. They're praying for Pope Francis, who suffered a setback today in his battle against pneumonia. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
Pope Francis's condition remains critical after suffering a prolonged respiratory crisis earlier today, according to the Holy See. The 88-year-old pontiff required high-flow oxygen and blood transfusions after tests revealed anemia and low platelet levels. Doctors say he was in more pain than yesterday, but remained alert, spending much of the day seated in his armchair. The Vatican emphasizes that he is not out of danger and his prognosis remains reserved.
There's been a shooting at a hospital in York, Pennsylvania. Officials at UPC Memorial Hospital say the gunman is dead and no patients were injured. President Trump is scheduled to address CPAC this hour. CBS's Aaron Navarro is at the Conservative Conference in Maryland.
Attendees here are expecting more of